Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
8:13 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Text WATCH to 855-616-1620 if you want to watch along with us. And remember, we podcast every moment of the show. We've had a stacked show so far, and it continues right now. So you can check out the podcast page wherever you get your podcasts. Bravo's Top Chef on TV now, continuing right here in Wisconsin.
I'm Kristen Kish, and this season, we're shaking things up.
We're in Wisconsin, but what do you think we're going to see this year?
You know, going into Wisconsin, going to Milwaukee, there's going to be cheese, there's going to be bratwurst.
I need dairy.
And beer.
And a lot of beer.
Episode 12. Aired Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have, I thought we had just one more, Sandy. So we have two more.
14.
Okay. 14
episodes
in all.
Total. Yeah. It seemed like such a long stretch back in March when we were at the red carpet party celebrating this series coming to Wisconsin.
More,
but I feel like it's flown by.
Yes. From our local chef, Dan Jacobs of Dan Dan fame, and more great scenes from Milwaukee and Wisconsin on display for fans of the show across the country. Did we decide, are we doing spoilers? We are, right?
Like, if people are listening, that's because they have been following this very closely.
Yeah, right. Okay.
We'll save the big spoiler on whether or not Chef Dan is still with it.
Okay.
The one spoiler we can tell you is that Chef Paul Bartolotta was part of last night's show, and that was one of the most heartwarming, nice parts of the show, because they used Ristorante Bartolotta as a wonderful location. When you think about it, that restaurant's been in Tosa since 1993.
I mean,
that's 30 years now, 31 years. I just feel like it's always been there. It was like, oh.
I grew up there. Like, that was a cornerstone there on that spot when there wasn't a lot going down in the village area of Tosa. And I remember that was a big deal when that moved in there, and their staying power is fantastic.
So Chef Paul Bartolotta shows up as the guest judge for the blind taste test quick fire challenge, and they have fun with that. But then he invites all the chef testants. There are five left right now, and then the judges. It was almost like him opening his home to have a meal together, to talk, say, hey, look how far we've gone in this journey. And his sister is there, who's also the head of catering, Maria. The executive chef, Juan, is there, like serving tableside. So it really was this nice, Wisconsin nice, but moment that also celebrated the dedication and the passion one has to still be in the restaurant business for 30 years. And the key to longevity is constantly changing, as Paul said.
In all the restaurants, it's always about change and development, pushing yourself to find your voice in cooking. And for you guys, it's going to be really interesting to see how your personal voices come through in your food.
I love that music in the background.
But that's what I mean. It really was this, for as high drama as the end, because this is now getting to the finals. We're down to the final four. And this really is, like, you saw Chef Dan serious face, sweating.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Like, this wasn't all the, how's it going, chef? 5 minutes. This was not as jovial. Like, this is, eyes are on the prize for all of these folks. And you laugh about the music, Eric, but you think about the tradition that is in the Bartolotta family, and that restaurants and cooking, it really is a family affair for them. And Chef Paul even talked about the beginnings.
My father actually did most of the cooking when I was growing up. He was from a village on the northern coast of Sicily. And then I fell in love with cooking because there was a restaurant right up the street here. It was my first job to be able to earn money, take girls out on dates. So that was the main thing. And then my brother said, let's do something together. He wanted to open a restaurant.
That's cool. I don't know that I knew even all of that story. And I could have asked Paul any time.
If you have a question for Paul, he'll be my guest on What's on Tap tonight at 6. He's going to hang out with me for that first half hour talking about the journey so far and beyond Top Chef. Talk about summer dining and flavors and, you know, that sort of thing.
And did I hear that right, too, that, like, Dan actually kind of was mentored a little bit by Bartolotta? Like, he looks up to him as a leader of sorts.
It is a wonderful discovery to find out what a community of chefs we have here. At the watch party I was at last night in Zocalo, Chef Kyle Canal was there. He's of Birch. and he was one of the guest judges last night. So this was really like the birds came home to roost at this one, because there are a lot of returning judges who came to be part of the meal at Harbor House. So it really was this nice bookend to the 12 episodes so far. But I got a chance to talk with Kyle after the party last night, and I asked him some questions that he didn't want to go on the record for. Like, so how was that dish? And which one was your favorite? So I respect that, you know, but I respect his openness too. But he's talking about how much fun he had it. He was part of the Cucina showcase at Festa Italiana last night, and how he's friends with Adam Pollack of Egg and Flour, just how really all these chefs are supporting each other. They want a scene. They don't want to be like, oh, well, you go to Dan Danwell, you should be at my restaurant. There's none of that vibe. It really is celebratory.
And I remember both the Bartolottis talking about that over the years was, you know, this is an industry where, you know, the success of one can float the other boats. I mean, so as collegial as it sounds, like, these guys are also competitors.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yes.
But at the same time, right, knowing the visibility that has come to Milwaukee and to our foodie scene and stuff because of this, that's going to help the Bartolottis. It's going to help the others.
And it's competition in this creative way. Not, oh, you do a best cheeseburger, I'll do a better cheeseburger than you. It's what are my unique flavors? What can I evolve into?
Okay, so two episodes left then.
Yes, and unfortunately, it was the Last Supper at Harbor House. I hate to say that. I didn't realize that the whole series would not be in Wisconsin. These last two episodes on a Caribbean cruise ship going to Curacao.
But they could take it from the port here, Milwaukee
That's
port.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, right. Great Lakes cruise.
I'll say I'm only slightly disappointed, but I will give you a hint, whether or not you want the spoiler. There is a Wisconsin reason to watch next week.
No, baby.
Fair enough. And your show tonight?
6 o'clock. What's on Tap with Chef Paul Bartolotta and more Top Chef Takeaway.
Thanks, Sandy.
I think it's actually huge. I think it's going to change the way our chef testants play the game.
When I say win, you say come.